You mentioned, you gave a quote about complacency leading to sterility.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of, you know, we're seeing several companies, high-tech companies, in the news constantly at the moment. I mean, I'm thinking of people like RIM and Nokia, where they've been phenomenally successful.
And now they haven't anymore.
And they, exactly. And they don't seem to be able to see their market changing. So how would you advise a company like that to almost be able to see how the sand is shifting around them?
I think that one of the way is to have a special department which is just focusing on new product, new launches, but which are not part of the total organization, where you don't have P&L requirements, you don't have the audit on your back all the time. You have entrepreneurs who are thinking about things. You may have remembered in my presentation I mentioned that I first started with the World Economic Forum, you know, the Davos meeting. And then I worked also with Hewlett Packard, at the time of Bill Hewlett and those guys. And the story was that Bill Hewlett was saying that they wanted to move into printers. And the guy in charge of printers started to develop the printers at HP in California, Palo Alto. And then he came to say, Bill Hewlett, I said, listen, I can't work in this company. There is bureaucracy, there is this, there is nobody on my back. I'm going away. And he says, okay, they went to Boise, which is in the mid-Idaho, you know, in the middle of nowhere, most. And he told the guy, develop a printer. I don't want to hear from you for 1 year, but in 1 year, you come back with a printer. You won't have the audit, you won't have finance, you won't have nobody there. Just be an entrepreneur. And rebuilding this entrepreneurship inside companies is really the name of the game. Mm-hmm. And I think Nokia, I think that HP, I think RIM are companies which unfortunately became the hostages of that success. It works, why should we change? Mm-hmm. You remember also my slides about the train going full speed, and you ask people how is it going, and they say, so far so good. Mm-hmm. People don't change until there is a crisis. I mean, how do you make them change before the crisis?
Yeah.
I'm chairman of a newspaper in Switzerland. We have the same problem with print versus digital.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Paper, I tell everybody, listen, now we go into a digital, but I say, you know, paper is going, you know, to go down, down, down. People going into a little shop and buying a newspaper is something which is becoming very quickly of the past. Let's change it. And then you have people who say, yeah, but we still sell a little bit. I say, yes, but, you know, the world is changing.